Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 9th China Fahui on Minghui.org entitled "Changing Our Notions Can Turn a Difficult Situation Around," by a practitioner from Sichuan Province, China.
Minghui Fahui: Changing Our Notions Can Turn a Difficult Situation Around, by a practitioner from Sichuan Province, China. I was blessed to obtain the Fa in July 1996. When I look back on my path of cultivation, I feel that Master has always been by my side and taking care of me. When I was riding home on my bicycle in May 2012, a security guard to whom I had clarified the truth and who had quit the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, and its affiliated organizations, advised me to be alert because several police officers were around. No one knew what they were doing, but they had posted something on the wall. The guard looked towards where the poster was. He reminded me again to pay attention to my safety. They asked everyone to keep an eye on you. There are some bad people who would do anything for money. I thanked him for his reminder and was a little nervous. When I got home, it was noon, time to globally send forth righteous thoughts. I extended the time of sending forth righteous thoughts to eliminate all the evil factors that interfere with the local Fa rectification process, prevent people from being saved, and contribute to the persecution of DAFA practitioners. During those days, my husband was not at home, so I had a lot more time to study the Fa and to send forth righteous thoughts. At the same time, I looked within. I recently noticed that I often felt sleepy when doing the fifth exercise, and my mind was not strong enough. When I studied the Fa, my concentration was not adequate. I didn't do truth clarification well in my residential area because I was still fearful. I often took copies of Minghui weekly to an older practitioner in my area. A few days ago, she asked me to stop taking the materials to her for a while because her husband didn't allow her to practice DAFA, and he had confiscated all the Minghui weekly materials. He even threatened to report her and asked her where she got the materials. She reminded me to be careful again and again because her husband had already reported to someone who worked for the residential management company. That person rode a motorcycle with a police license plate. In the past, I had clarified the truth to him, but he refused to listen or to quit the CCP and its youth organizations. The next day, when I was studying the Fa at home, I increased the time of sending forth righteous thoughts to more than 20 minutes. I longed to meet fellow practitioners so that they could help me send forth righteous thoughts. I met Practitioner A, and after hearing what I had to say, this practitioner told me, "You are thinking too much. These days, there is a lot of evil propaganda posted in many residential areas. There are many such posters in the residential area where Practitioner B lives, but she sent forth righteous thoughts and the security guards took them down. These posters were also posted on my gate, and I threw them away after I sent forth righteous thoughts at 6 a.m. I now understand that it is the evil party trying to survive during its last minutes, and it was not targeted at me. My fellow practitioners could eliminate them with righteous thoughts, but the poster in my area was still there, poisoning people, and it was my responsibility to remove it. Practitioner A awoke me with thinking too much. I looked inside and found that the root cause was still my fear and selfishness. We are practitioners following Master, so I should be able to do it with righteous thoughts. I walked to the gate of my residential area while reciting the Fa. I saw the poster and thought, I should not allow it to stay here to poison people. Master, please help me keep the security guards where they are while I remove the poster. With one hand on my bicycle, I started to tear off the poster with the other hand. Unexpectedly, it was stuck firmly onto the wall. I tried hard, but was only able to remove one third of it. I then saw someone coming, so I decided to leave. When I returned home, I was so frustrated. I didn't succeed due to my fear. What should I do? Our remembered master's words, quote, "The Fa can break all attachments. The Fa can destroy all evil. The Fa can shatter all lies, and the Fa can strengthen righteous thoughts," unquote. Drive out interference from Essentials for Further Advancement 2. I sat down to study Master's articles about righteous thoughts. I tried to send forth righteous thoughts every hour, and I only slept 3 hours that night, but I was still full of energy. I wanted to have the security guard remove the poster with my righteous thoughts. On the fourth morning, after sending forth righteous thoughts at 6 a.m., I walked out and saw the poster was still there. I wanted the security guard to go back inside so I could remove it. However, the security guard kept his eyes on me. In my mind, it appeared, quote, "Compassion can harmonize heaven and earth, ushering in spring. Righteous thoughts can save the people in this world," unquote. From The Fa Rectifies the Cosmos, Hong Yin, Volume 2. I realized that I must change my notions and that I should treat them as the ones I needed to save and not avoid them. So I went over and told the security guards, "That poster is not good for you. It is not good for any of the residents here. I came here to remove it." One of the security guards said that a police officer had put it up and that it might not be good to remove it, but I had already removed it. He then continued, "You're doing it for our sake, so just trash it." I hadn't clarified the truth to the security guards on night duty, so I took the opportunity to tell them the facts about Falun Gong and encouraged them to quit the CCP and its organizations. Two of the three have already quit the Young Pioneers, and another one already knows the truth and has also renounced his membership. I later found another chance to take them, Shenyun DVDs and truth-clarifying pamphlets. After changing my notions, a situation that appeared very difficult became an easy task. Thank you, Master. Thank you, fellow practitioners.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.